For a few moments this evening, before we come to the communion table to partake together, I want to speak about the significance of communion. What do we expect when we gather together to take of this bread and this cup? In the New Testament, I would make 5 conclusions as to what we can expect whenever we come to communion. One thing to keep in our hearts when we come to this table is the realization that on the Lord's part, He has an intense desire to be here. That's clear from reading the account of the Last Supper in the Gospels, how He says to His disciples in Luke 22, verse 15, "With desire, I have desired to partake this Passover with you." He literally adds a word onto a word in order to emphasize the intensity of feeling which He has towards sharing this moment with His first disciples and with us. "I have fervently desired to be with you." When we read the Gospels, we find that the Lord carefully planned for and protected the safety of the first meeting of disciples where communion was shared. So the Lord Himself has desired to be here among us this evening. He is the honored guest in our fellowship. He is always the esteemed guest, the one who is front and center. He not only has desired to be with us in this communion, but He desires to be with us individually, present in our lives. A second thing in the Gospels happens at the communion table, and that is, at the communion table, the Lord corrects any deficiency in relationships that we have with other believers. That is characteristic of the first communion service, for the Lord, when He first went into the room where the disciples were gathered, found that a dispute had broken out among the disciples. It was the third time the dispute had broken out among them within a matter of a few weeks, and the dispute was over who is the greatest. They weren't actually arguing that question. It would seem sort of out of character at the Lord's Supper, after all, if they were having a debate on that. The way they worked that question out is that they had simply refused to practice courtesy and hospitality toward each other, so they had not washed one another's feet. Therefore, He, modeling the response that He desired, took a towel, girded Himself with it, and served them. The Lord had so much to teach the disciples in that communion, including the whole body of teaching from John 13 through John 17, but He could not begin any of it, and the experience of communion itself could not begin until relationships at the table were corrected. So whenever we meet, the Lord asks us to consider whether or not we take His body in a worthy manner. That is, we are His body, and the way that we relate to one another is the way that God comes to us and says, "When you're here, what about your relationship with others? Correct the relationships which are out of focus." The third thing the Lord has for us in respect to communion is that He simply requests us to remember. Whenever we gather together, He says, "Remember this." The Lord, when He left this earth, had literally nothing physical to give His own. At the cross, they gambled for what little He had left, His clothes. What therefore do we have physically of the Lord? Nothing except His word, nothing except this sign as we meet of His presence. The bread is an impressive reminder of the Lord's suffering. The bread is made originally from grain, which has been buried deep in the dark earth. While buried there, it was exposed to many dangers before it came to full growth. It was cut down when it was ripe. It was threshed with heavy blows. It was ground in a mill. It was kneaded into dough. It was pressed into the shape of a loaf. It was thrust into a hot oven, and out it came only to be broken again. All of these descriptions that happened to bread happened to our Lord, who came like something planted in the earth, growing up to the flower of manhood, only to be cut down and taken, and His body now distributed among us. To remember the bread is to remember His suffering and His life given for us. To remember the cup is to remember the blood drained from His flesh. To remember the meaning of the phrase, "the Lamb that was slain." The fourth thing that communion speaks to us concerning is that the Lord, during the progress of the first communion, reminded his disciples of the potentiality in them for betrayal and failure. And in respect to failure, he has Peter take the communion, even though the Lord knows full well that even that evening he will deny him. Yet the Lord assures him in advance, "I have prayed for you that your faith fail not." So the Lord sees us when we are here. He anticipates ahead of time even our failures, but he reminds us that our failures, from his vantage point, will not be allowed to sever us from his presence. And then the fifth thing that communion speaks to us concerning is that this communion explains the Lord's present physical absence. He says to us in the communion, "As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." Why is the Lord not physically present here this evening? Why has he left us a reminder consisting of bread and of a cup? Why is this so? He is absent because he is now preparing a place for us, and it is not yet finished. I have this theory about Jesus preparing a place for us. It is that there is a deliberate reason why he comes into life with the trade of a carpenter, perhaps to symbolize for us that when he sets out to make mansions, he makes no mistakes. He's not a George Wood nailing boards. He's the master carpenter. He is not here because he is busy preparing a place for us. Just as when you have an honored guest come to your house, you plan for days in advance to make the place ready so that when the moment of arrival occurs, it will be perfect as you have wanted it. So the Lord is taking ages from our point of view, minutes from his, to prepare a place for us. Another reason why he is absent is that his present absence explains why or that he is pouring out his Spirit upon us. So presently, the Spirit is poured forth among us upon young and old. And he is presently not here physically because he is unwilling that any would be lost. And he has chosen to delay the moment of his return in order that all might come to knowledge and confession of faith in him. While he is physically absent, he is spiritually present with us, for we remember the word of the Scripture, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end." We gather, therefore, this evening to take the communion, to acknowledge why the Lord has called us together, and to, in this very special time of communion, give him thanks for his graciousness to our lives individually and to us as an entire congregation. I'm asking Darlene Buttram to come before the communion. We are ready to receive it, to minister in song concerning the significance of this moment we share together in taking the Lord's body and the emblem representing his blood.